Committee is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Would you mind standing for a moment of silent meditation? Thank you. Okay, section one is the administration of oath to our newly elected board members, which were all incumbents. So I need a motion. Is there any second? Ms. Ahern? Okay. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. If those three board members could approach Carol for swearing in. Congratulations. Our next section is the administrative vote to ex officio student board members. Any motion, please? Mike Isernia, seconded by Terry Ahern. Right, questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right, motion's carried. I'm going to ask Katie Doherty and Kayla Hendrickson to come up and approach Carol Edelberg to be sworn in. Congratulations, ladies. Okay, section two is the election of officers. So at this particular point, I want to ask for a nomination for a temporary chairperson. Ms. Ahern?
I'd like to nominate Mike Isernia.
Mike Isernia? Okay. Terry Ahern?
Oh.
Okay.
The one mic. All right. It's all right.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Mike Timo? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Isernia. Proceed with the election of president and vice president.
Okay. Thank you. As a temporary chairperson, I would now call for nominations to act as the person to act as president of the school board for the 13-14 school year. Do I have any nominations? Mr. Trippi.
Nominate Rob Scavo.
Do I have a second? I have a second. Terry Ahern. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's record it. We've got the ayes are Mr. Timo, Mr. Scavo, Mr. Trippi, Ms. Ahern, Mr. Isernia. The nays are Ms. Lampitelli, Mr. Duncan, Ms. Roberts, Mr. Falco. Motion carried. Congratulations, Rob.
Are there any other nominations, Mr. Cerny? No?
Okay. Do I hear any other nominations? Hearing none, motion's carried.
At this particular point, the nomination for the Vice President of the Board of Education for the 13-14 school year. Any motion, please?
Motion.
Or nomination?
Yeah.
Sal Trippi. Here's your second.
From
Sahern. And the other all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Oppositions? Ms. Roberts, Mr. Falco, Ms. Lampitelli, okay, Mr. Duncan, all opposed. All right, passes 5-4. Congratulations, Sal. Congratulations, Mr. Trippi. Okay, section 3, appointment of officers. Okay, I need a motion to appoint Sadelberg as the district clerk for the 13-14 school year. Ms. Cerny, a second. Mr. Trippi, questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, Carolyn, to read your oath. Motion's carried. Designations. Item A, official bank depositories for all funds. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Timo, second by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All right. Say here.
These are all the same as we've been doing business with, right? Nothing's new.
Bruce, any changes in the banking institutions? Okay. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item B, regular monthly meetings. Okay, any motion to approve the calendar for the Board of Education for regular meetings? All right, Sal Trippi, second. Mr. Isernia, questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item C, official newspapers. Okay, I need a motion. Okay, Terry Ahern, second by Mike Isernia. Okay, questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6, authorizations, chief school officer to certify payroll. A motion, please. Okay, Mike Timo, any second? Mike Isernia. Any questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And B, authorizations to establish petty cash funds. A motion, please. Okay, Terry Ahern, second by Mike Isernia. Okay, questions or discussions about this item? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. And see designations of authorized signatures on checks. Any motion, please? Okay. Mike Timo. Okay, second. Terry Ahern. Okay, any questions or discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item D, chief school officer authorized to approve budget transfers. Any motion, please? All right. Sal Trippi, second by Mike Timo. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Authorization to apply for grants and aid. A motion, please. Okay, Mike Isernia, second by Sal Trippi. Any questions or discussions on this issue? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item F, co-curricular, extracurricular, extra classroom treasurers. A motion, please. Okay. Mike Timo, okay, second by Sal Trippi. Any questions? Okay, Ms. Roberts.
Bruce, are these different, are any of these people different than last year, or are they the same?
Alicia and Crystal, due to retirements.
So she's new over at Samoset?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Decided? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 7, bonding of personnel. Any motion to bond the district treasurer? Motion, please. Mike Isernia, second. All right. Sal Trippi. Any questions or concerns, discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Any motion to bond co-curricular treasurers? Motion, please. Okay. Mike Isernia, any second. All right. Ms. Ahern, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item C, public school system employee blanket bond. Any motion, please? All right, Mike Isernia, second. Mike Timo, any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item D, superintendent, associate superintendent for business and school business administrator, any motion to bond? Okay, Mike Isernia, second. All right, Mike Timo, any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Money theft, disappearance, and destruction policy, including buildings and outside grounds, forgery and altercation policy. A motion. All right, Mike Isernia, second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item F, computer fraud involving wire transfers. Any motion, please? All right, Mike Timo, any second? Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 8, other items, readoption of all policies and code of ethics in effect during previous school year. A motion, please. Sal Trippi, any second? Okay, Terry Ahern, questions or discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. School conduct and discipline policy, any motion, please? Okay, Mike Timo, second. Mike Isernia, okay, any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. MCA's advisory committee. Okay, I guess before we go ahead and ask for a motion, Carol, we need to see if there's a board member. Okay, is there any board member? Dorothy? All right, thank you. Okay, would it be the liaison, the board liaison for the AIDS Advisory Committee? Okay, are we able to have more than one? Are we able to have more than one? Is there any other board member that's interested at this time? No? Okay. At this time, I need a motion to approve. All right, Mike Cerny, a second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item D, SAVE Committee. Okay, I need a motion. Actually, Board of Education representatives. Are there any board members interested? Terry Ahern? Any other board members interested in serving as the SAVE Committee board member? We don't need two. A second. All right. Christine? Thank you. Christine Lampitelli? Okay. At this time, any motion for the SAVE Committee? All right. Mike Cerny, a second. Mike Timo, any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Curriculum Materials Review Committee, any motion, please? Okay. Sal Trippi, a second. Okay. Dorothy Roberts, question or discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. NMF appointment. Ms. Nicosia, you're on that committee. Congratulations and thank you for volunteering and serving on that committee for the 13-14 school year. Thank you. Item F, appointment of the school safety team. Any motion, please? Oh, is there one there, too? Okay. Yes. Okay, Mike, are you willing to do it again this year? Is there any other board member that is also looking to sit on that committee? Okay, any motion? Okay, Sal Trippi, a second. All right, Mike Cerny, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item G, co-curricular review committee for the 13-14 school year. A motion, please. All right, Mike Cerny, any second? Okay, Christine Lampitelli. Okay, any questions or discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. And Dana, as a parent member, I thank you for volunteering your time for that. Title VII is Title IX Compliance Officer. A motion, please. Okay, Mike Cerny, a second. Okay. Mike Timo, any questions or discussions on this item? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. I, Medicaid Ford Compliance Officer. A motion, please. Okay, Mike Cerny, I need a second. Okay, Terry Ahern. Okay, any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item J, establish mileage reimbursement rate for the 13-14 school year. It's going up to 56.5 cents. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Cernia. Okay, Terry Ahern, second. Any questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item K, approval of community use of facilities fees for the 13-14 school year. Any motion, please? All right, Mike Cernia, any second? Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion's carried. Item L, approval of district cell phones and air cardless. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Timo, any second? Okay, Mike Cernia. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. M, approval of New York State Insurance Reciprocal. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Cernia. Second? Okay, Mike Timo. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item N, approval of BOCES cooperative bids for Eastern Suffolk BOCES. Motion, please? Okay, Mike Cernia. And a second? Okay, Mike, Sal Trippi. Any questions or discussion on this item? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And approval of BOCES cooperative bid for Western Civic BOCES, NASA BOCES, and all other New York State BOCES. Any motion, please? Mike Cerny, second by Terry Ahern. Okay, questions or discussions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One abstention? Me? Okay, motion's carried. Item P, Long Island School Nutrition Directors Association Cooperative Bids. Any motion for this item? Okay, Mike Timo, second. Okay, Mike Acernia. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item Q, standardization of power flame oil pump sets and Daktronics scoreboards. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Acernia, second by Terry Ahern. Any discussion? Okay, and I ask Bruce, I don't know why these items always group together, school board items and boiler items, but something like that,
just
I guess.
For ease of resolution.
Is that what
but
it is?
It's two separate items.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. MR, appointment of 2013-14 Committee on Special Education. Okay, any motion, please? Okay, Christine Lampitelli, second by Mike Timo. Questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item S, appointment of the 2013-14 Committee on Preschool Special Education. Any motion, please? Okay, Christine Lampitelli, second by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And T, appointment of surrogate parents for the 13-14 Committee on Special Education. Any motion, please? Okay. Mike Acernia, second by Christine Lampitelli. Okay, any questions or discussions? And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And I just want to publicly thank Terry Algor and Dana Platon. I don't know if Terry's not here today. Okay, for once again volunteering and stepping up for this. Item U, appointment of impartial hearing officers for the 13-14 Committee on Special Education. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Acernia, second by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, item V, appointment on Section 504 coordinator for the 13-14 school year. Motion, please? Okay, Christine Lampitelli, second. Terry Ahern. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item W, adoption of curriculum. Any motion, please? Okay, Sal Trippi, second. Okay, Christine Lampitelli. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion's carried. Appointment of DAC coordinators. Okay, Dignity Act coordinators. Any motion, please? Okay, Dorothy, second. All right, Christian Lampitelli, questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, and that brings us to the end of the reorganizational agenda.
Rob?
Yes, Mike?
If we could, ask the board if we could possibly go back to F, the appointment of school safety team. I'm not sure if we're limited to the number of personnel on that team. I'd like to ask if Christine Lampitelli would be able to join me on that team because of her professional experience, past experience, and
where
present.
Are we?
On
page 17.
17.
That was on F.
Okay.
If the board consider that.
Okay. All right, so at this point, I would have to amend. Okay, item, so I need a motion to amend item F to include Christine Lampitelli, board trustee, to the appointment of the school safety team. Motion to amend. All right, Sal Trippi, second, Mike Acernia. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion's carried. And I need a motion to appoint the school safety team. Okay, Mike Acernia, second by Mike Timo. Okay, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. I'm sorry if I missed that down at it.
Okay. Yes. Two things, please. I failed to pick this up, but on B and C, orthopedic coverage, I noticed that they are no cost to the district. Do they not get paid by anyone? Is that done gratis for these doctors?
Correct.
And I'd just like to make maybe we can give them some notification, some thank you for their work, because they've been doing it for years, and I think that's very important.
Absolutely. A letter from the district office. Certainly warrant that.
Okay. And I'd like to read a statement if I could.
Sure. Oh, absolutely, Mr.
Okay. As you are aware, the State Office of Officer Control has previously conducted an extensive review the administration and physical controls of the Sachem Central School District. The audit report contained a number of recommendations aimed to improve those controls. Many of these recommendations have been already implemented. One recommendation made by the audit report is that I publicly offer a written statement for entry into the minutes of the board meeting that I am a public employee of the Port Jefferson Sporting Goods, an entity which has entered into contracts with the district. It is important to note that I do not now or have ever received any monetary benefits, employer contracts with the district. I am an hourly employee in the security division of the Port Jeff Sporting Goods. I do not receive commission or sales, nor do I have anything to do with procurement, preparation, or performance of school district contracts in Sachem or anywhere else. The controller has stated that under such circumstances, I would not have a prohibitive interest in contracts between the school district and Port Jefferson Sporting Goods. The controller has recommended that I make this entry in the minutes to help maintain openness and public confidence in the school district. I am gladly to comply with this recommendation. I'd like to enter this into the minutes, please.
Absolutely. Carol, you want to do that?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Falco.
Thank you.
Okay, it brings us to the item E, which is 1E1, approval of minutes for June 5th, June 11th, June 18th, and June 19th. Get any motion, please? Okay, Ms. Isernia, second. Okay, Sal Trippi, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carry. Okay, item two is visitors. Okay, just one visitor tonight. Sal Nicosia.
Well, we're into the new year. I congratulate all the elected officials, and I want to address the whole board. The last meeting, I spoke about the fact that our legislative committee, which has had a lot of practice this past year going to Albany and other places, and I had suggested that we start as early as possible to initiate a kind of a plan to become familiar with the assembly people, not only of our own district, but those of other districts, and especially the state senate, because that's a close area. As you know, our community has been involved in a very critical situation regarding the finances of supporting the education of our children, and we still don't know the ramifications of that as the year evolves. However, being the kind of person that likes to plan ahead and develop a plan, I want to make some suggestions, if I can, from my experiences as an educator and as a person involved in the political process when I ran for Congress and several other offices. I want to say this. We have a legislative committee, which I think has earned its stripes, but they need some kind of credentials so that this summer and next September, they have a card that says they are the Sachem Legislative Advisory Board. It gives them an imprimatur that they can enter an office and give something to somebody in a particular office, whether it be an assembly district or in a Senate district in New York State. I think it's important that this kind of credential on the back of the form of the card, a business card, tells who Sachem is, how many people in our school, what our budget is, how our tax rate is. It can be done. It takes a little diligence, it takes a little application, but I think it can be done. And with this card, they can enter any office, introduce themselves, and be able to say to them, this is who I am, I'm representing Sachem. I want you to know who we are, I just want to leave this card for you. A small card will be graciously accepted rather than a long dossier, because these people are busy. And it'll at least start to implicate that we are more than just people who conduct ourselves in our local area, but are thinking macro, and I think that's important. We don't need to visit Selden and Flanagan and Graff and Fitzpatrick and work on them because they are already well aware of what we're all about. And I think it's important and incumbent upon this board and the people in this community that we want other people to know who we are. I'm happy to report that this afternoon I spoke with Mr. Chad Lupinacci, who is a member of the Assembly in Huntington. He recently got elected. He has an extensive record as a young man of already being a board member like yourselves. He has already been a teacher at St. Joseph's, Farmingdale and Hofstra, teaching government. And that's how I met him. I was a guest speaker at his school in St. Joseph several times. And I got to know him during the campaign, because I'm active in the campaign in various ways. And he graciously said to me, as I spoke to him, that I would like to work for him pro bono. I don't need to work at 86 for money. But I want to work and leave a purpose in my life that I want to work for children. And as you know, I have had many encounters with this board relating to having children become empowered. And it's working, and I'm happy to see how initiated, thanks to Mr. Nolan, Mr. Manzo, Dr. Koff, and people like yourselves, and Mrs. Roberts, and Mr. Timo, and Mr. Trippi, who graciously put it on the minutes. And this year has been a great, rewarding year for me personally, and for the children, because I have been traveling through the schools and have been receiving very favorable comments about how well received this meeting of people who are community leaders in various parts of the grades have been received by the children. I recently spoke, as I think I mentioned, at the second grade in the Linwood School. I spent 45 minutes, in fact, an hour and 45 minutes, excuse me, with second graders questioning me about my role as an author of a book. And I left there on a cloud, so to speak, not below, above me, but on the cloud. I found out how heavenly that can be. But seriously, so he has appointed me to be Mr. Lupinaccio, go back to him. He has appointed me as a pro bono legislative advisor or consultant, which will give me access to colleges. And why colleges? Because he's the ranking minority member of the State Assembly Higher Education Committee, the same way that Mr. Laval is the Higher Education Committee Chairman in the State Senate. And I think it's important for us to realize that what we need to do is to become very, very knowledgeable about how the Senate and the State Assembly works, and the legislature can do that, if you give them the tools. And you got to give them a chance to be accessed. I have been speaking with Dana just now and at other times, and she recognizes how that would be enhanced, and it wouldn't cost money to print the cards, but it would give them credentials. I'm getting a card. It will give me access to schools like CW Post, Hofstra, my former schools that I attended, St. Joseph's, Southampton, Stony Brook, and visit the curriculum people in the political science division of these schools to find out how are they teaching our future teachers about civics and government. I already know how they're doing it because I've visited those schools before, but I've been cavalierly dismissed as, oh, okay, thanks for coming. We appreciate your visit. Goodbye. But now I have an opportunity then to report to a person on the committee. I will also be able to visit the State Ed Department and speak to the people there about how they're failing to examine the curriculum in these particular areas. I'm happy to see that I've been appointed, like I did last year, as a district resident to the Committee on Curriculum Materials Review. That's exactly what I'll be doing this year as a member of the staff of Mr. Lupinacci. And I'm meeting with his office staff next Thursday, not 4th of July, the following week. And I want to say to you also that Mr. Bishop, who I have also been contacting at the federal level, happily reported to me through his appointment secretary that I'll be visiting in Bosie's with Gary Bixhorn and his advisory committee. I didn't get a chance to speak to Mr. Nolan, and Mr. Nolan's aware of what we're doing there. And we'll be speaking to that group of superintendents and so on, and I'll be able to share with them some of the things I'm experiencing now at the level. I can't tell you how concerned I am about the lack of political astuteness among many people in the community with responsible positions to make decisions about things that need political astuteness. I have been to many board meetings, as you know, not only here, but in Sachem when I was president of the board there in the 1960s. That's how far back I go, where I couldn't believe how naive they were about how the process works beyond the community. We are people who receive state aid every year The formulas used are ridiculous. They almost sound oxymoron on how people are distributed money. It's up to us to find out how and who makes these decisions up there, how they broker these deals. And I think it's necessary to ask astute questions, which is what I've been trying to do about getting our children to ask questions. We've got to ask the kind of questions that will show that we're not going to be passed by a cavalier and say, thank you for coming and goodbye. That's why we've got to be persistent and diligent, because we are working now in a community that needs to have that kind of astuteness. I commend the people of this community to make the sacrifices they did to vote for a 7.25 budget vote and vote 54% and still lose and come back a month later and vote 72%. That's commendable. And I think they deserve leadership, and the kind of leadership that I know you can give once we develop a plan, and the plan can be assimilated and processed. That's why I want to speak this evening very, very convincingly, I hope, that we should not wait till March or February 28th like we did this year and go up there and meet the likes of Mr. Zeldin and Graf, who already knew they were on our team. So that's the kind of things I want to present to you this evening, and I wish you good summer. And if you have any questions at this point in time, and I hope you do, I'd be glad to answer them. The last time I asked that question, nobody responded. So anybody have a question?
Any questions from the board? Dorothy?
How do we get involved, Sal, as far as going? I know that you go up there periodically. I know that the legislative committee has gone up there as well. But for those of us that work during the week and then possibly...
We have a lot of people here in this community that are retired that don't work. It is up to us to engage ourselves in a search for that talent. I'm one of them. I'll be glad to assist in that. I know that the demographics of this community has many astute people who are retired, and we'll give a day. That's all we need. If we have 100 people, we can visit 100 assemblymen in one day, and we can then keep a phone conversation with that person, with the person that visited, and then come back maybe 3 months later. It takes a sacrifice, but I think our children, if we're talking about doing things for children, that's the way we walk the talk for children, by doing something. We had demonstrations in the auditorium. We had our talents displayed, but we also have to go beyond that and meet people in their offices. I did when I went up to Albany. I visited 22 offices in the 4 hours I was there, and I gave my card and the material that was given to us to give. But that's just like touching, but it's got to become a pattern of persisting, and that's the thing we need in this community, persistence. And then we can become sans égal. Because I can't tolerate that some districts turn out 1,800 votes with a population similar to us and get 55% state aid and 45% they pay locally. We get hit with a 62%, 66%, is that right, Mr. Singer? And pay 34% of it for ourselves from the state. That's unconscionable. What is it about us that we can't afford to go up there and get another 6, 7, 8%? That's how distressful this is that 100 teachers are not working this summer and into the next year, that we're going to pay unemployment insurance because we didn't get the money from the state. And I know the history of this school and this community, and I know the history of the state because I taught it in Patchogue for 7 years in social studies and kept up with it. I was president of the teachers union, so I know about the politics of this. So I go back to Mr. Perry Duryea, who was Speaker of the Assembly in 1962 when I received a letter from him. So consequently, I think it's important for us to really get enthused and become diligent and empowered to go out there and do something for the people of this community. And when you do, you'll see how thankful the people are because they want to see how we're going to comport ourselves after what we experienced this year. And unless we take a diligent approach to this, we're gonna be finding ourselves saying, you didn't walk the talk. You talked the talk, but you didn't walk the walk. That's where I'm at. Any other questions? Mr. Duncan.
You said at the start.
Please speak a little louder.
You said at the start that you were looking for some sort of identification for the members? Are you looking for business cards, or
yes.
What is it exactly that you're looking for?
Excuse me?
Is it business cards that you want?
A card, yes. A formal business card that we all carry. I have one for myself called Empowering Our Children Enterprises. You may carry one that says school board member, something that identifies you as being part of a community and having a task. You are a legislative advisory committee member. You're there to espouse what we have in our community and what we need for them to know about us. There's nothing harder. That doesn't require rocket science. It just means, because somehow I know I've carried thousands of those cards when I was when going around from school to school. And they will call you. At least they say, hey, there's a professionalism about that. And our committee member there will do that.
Can we have a
company? I don't think it's going to cost much with that.
We have a company on contract, I think, that does this kind of printing. Can we look into
this? You just want a card stock?
That's all. A business card. And then we can address who was our committee, man? And then as they read it, it'll sink. And then Mr. Graff, when he goes around in the assemblies, you know, environs up there in Albany, hey, this Sachem School District's really put together well. What are the communities thinking about this?
If you want to email me what you want on the front and the back, and then we'll put the Sachem and Indicia.
Yes, Sachem and Pramada, whatever it is that we need, the Sanzigan, that can be done. And the card will be accepted, and they'll say, these people are being in business. They've got their printing done. Does that make sense?
We could take care of it.
All right. Anybody else?
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Sal, for coming
out.
Thank you. Okay, next item is business items, bid awards. We have item 4.1, okay, which is going to bring us through A through G. Any motion, please? All right, Mr. Isernia, second by Mr. Timo. Okay, questions or discussion for those items? All in favor? Opposed? Motion's carried. Bid award, item 4.2, okay, which is going to go from 4.2A and B. A motion, please? Okay, Mike Isernia, second. Okay, Mike Timo, questions or discussion? All in favor? Opposed? One abstentions? Okay. One abstention, Carol? Motion's carried. That brings us to item 5, consent agenda for personal items, 5A1 through 5C3. Before I ask for a motion on this, I want to make a motion to amend it, okay, this consent agenda. What I'd like to do is I'd like to table 5B1, which is a leave replacement appointment, as well as 5B1. 5B1, administrators. And we need to amend 5B3. Okay, to add at the bottom under Paul Manzo again, assistant superintendent for secondary curriculum and instruction. We'll do resignation of administrative personnel. All right. Carol, would that be two separate motions, or could I make a motion to... One motion to amend both items? Okay. All right. So I have a motion to amend those two items. Okay, and consent agenda for personal items 5A1 through 5C3. Okay. I need a motion first and a second, and then.
Oh. Did you say 5B1?
5B1.
What are you amending it to?
I want to table.
Table
item 5B1. And I want to amend 5B3. So it's two separate changes in the consent agenda? No, both items. Is that correct? Because at the end of the agenda, there's an appointment. So
Paul has to resign as an AP first. That's a standing thing from last year. So that's the first thing that has to stand. And then if there's another item you would like to add on, We can certainly do that, but right now he had a leave of absence from his assistant principal spot from North, and that Mr. Manzo had to make a decision whether to go back to the assistant principal position or not as of June 30th. So we need an action on that, and he's resigned. So we do have to take care of that first before we can do anything else.
So it can't be combined.
That is correct. Right. So if we could leave that item to stand alone, stand as is, That would take care of the first part of business from actually from last year.
Okay. So then the only motion would be to amend, or would be to table item 5B1.
I have a question on that. Is that for discussion in executive session?
Yes. No, just 5B1 only. Okay. All right, so I have a motion for that. That's Al Trippi. Second. Okay, Terry Ahern. Questions or discussion? It's the table, item 5B1. Okay, any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Okay, motion's carried. Okay, I need a motion to approve item 5, personal consent agenda for personal items, 5A1 through 5C3, with the exception of 5B1. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Isernia, second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Okay, questions and discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motions. One abstention? Okay. Motion's carried. Just real quick on 5B3. There's a resignation of administrative personnel. Item second person, Jill Karp, Dr. Karp, who's our assistant superintendent for curriculum. You know, it's a sadness that I announced that she is taking a position as associate superintendent at Merrick Schools, where she's going to be serving as associate superintendent, overseeing how many schools? Three schools. She's certainly going to be a great loss to Sachem, and certainly we're going to miss her, but we're only a phone call away, and I want to thank her for her service in Sachem. So thank you. Okay, item 4, action items. We have a minute consent agenda for action items 611 through 617. It's going to take us to the bottom of page 8. Any motion, please? Okay, Mike Timo, second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? Okay, Terry Ahern.
What is the Critter Club? The Critter Club, what is that? Anybody? Okay. Okay. Oh, is that the one with the rescue? Were they? Okay.
What do you see as a Critter Club? Okay, that's a different item. But. Okay. So I have a motion, a second. Any discussion on those items? The 617. Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 6-2, denial of late transportation requests for private and parochial schools. Any motion, please? Okay, Sal Trippi, second. Okay, Christine Lampitelli. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Item 6-3, approval of pyro engineering. Okay, Bay Fireworks. Motion, please. Okay, Sal Trippi, second. Mike Isernia. Questions or discussion? Bruce, you suggest to give approval for Chamber of Commerce and Holbrook to apply for the permit. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-4, rescission of appointment of personnel for Special Education Summer School Program. Motion, please. Okay. Sal Trippi, second. Mike Isernia. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6.5, approval of temporary personnel for the Special Education Summer Program. Motion, please. I get Mike Timo. I need a second. Okay, Terry Ahern. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-6, approval of extracurricular clubs, activities for the 2012-13 school year. Is that, I'm assuming that that's correct? Okay. Okay, a motion, please. That's correct. 12-13, the current school year. Okay. Mike Isernia. Okay, motion. I need a second. Okay, solid second. Discussion? Okay. So two people did the job at the chair. Only one person got the paycheck, and then we need to just amend it so they go with. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah. Critters were very happy. Yeah. Right, motion. I have a motion. A second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-7, appointment of department chairpersons for the 13-14 school year. Motion, please. All right, Mike Timo, second. Okay, Mike Eternia. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
One abstention. Item 6-8, approval of donation, Mr. Mrs. James Kincaid. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, second. Okay, Mike Timo. Okay, question or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion's carried. We can get a letter out to the Kincaids for the generous donation of baby grand piano. Item 6-9, approval of resolution to finalize a settlement agreement between Sachem Central School District and classified student. A motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, any second? Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-10, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, any second? All right, Mike Timo. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion's carried. Item 6-11, appointment of choreographer East Musical. Motion, please. Mike Eternia, any second, please. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-12, appointment of marching band personnel for the 13-14 school year. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, second by Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? Okay, Mr. Trippi.
Jim, you have the Arrowettes leader under the marching band. Should that be?
Yes. They have it in the contract under the Arrowettes, but it's not the Arrowettes that...
This is for the color guard.
This is for the color guard.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-13, appointment of Citizen Advisory Audit Committee member. Motion, please. All right, Mike Eternia, second. Dorothy Roberts. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Dana, congratulations, and thank you for
thank you.
Volunteering your time and services to the Sachem School District. Item 6-14, approval of applied behavioral analyst, okay, summer supervisor. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Timo, second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right, motion's carried. Item 6-15, approval of applied behavioral specialist. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, any second?
Second.
Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 6-16, approval of Uniform Notice of Claim Act. Motion, please. Okay, Mike Eternia, second. Okay, Sal Trippi. Questions or discussion? I know this was a late admission to the Joe, if you could just kind of just give clarification as to what that is, because it just came to our desk, I think, yesterday or today. Is the green light on?
Yep, I'm sorry. Yes, Mr. President, as of prior to June 15th of 2013, in order for a lawsuit to proceed against the school district, a party would have to serve a notice of claim on the district clerk. As of June 15th, 2013, the law has been changed to allow parties that seek to sue school districts to file a notice of claim on the Secretary of State like you would against any other, like a city of New York.
Okay.
And the party would have to pay a $250 fee. It requires by July 15th, though, that the school designate a person from the district, the district clerk, to file a certificate with the Secretary of State. So if a notice of claim gets filed, that then gets sent by the Secretary of State to your district clerk. Mm-hmm. So then your attorneys can take the appropriate action. The only silver lining is that there'll be now a $250 fee to file, and the Secretary of State will split that with whatever entity is sued if it's a school district. So they'll have to split that fee. So it's really just a formality to make sure that the school files a certificate with the Secretary of State by July 15th.
So every time we get sued, we get $125 back. Is that what you're saying?
In their wisdom, they thought to expand it and make it a little bit easier. Because a lot of times there were errors. Some lawyers would not know that you had to serve a notice of claim on a district clerk. They would do it as if they were suing the city of New York and file it with the Secretary of State. So they've corrected that to make it a little bit easier, but more costly.
And Mr. Duncan?
Joe, can they still serve the district clerk?
Or yes.
Now, okay, so there's an and or?
Yes, it's and or now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and the reason why this was a late submission to the agenda was because this has to be approved by the 15th.
Correct,
July
15th.
And our next meeting is actually the 17th.
Correct.
So it was put on for that reason.
Correct. And we did a memo for the, district so that there'll be a particular link that the district clerk can click on and fill out the form.
Okay.
And if they need any assistance, we'll be there to help.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 617, creation of deputy superintendent position. Okay. Any motion, please? Okay. Doug Duncan, any second? Okay. Mike Isernia. Any questions or discussion? Okay. Just for clarification, this is something that we've been discussing. It's a model that we've had in this district for a very long time. Just prior to Superintendent Murphy, okay, the position was eliminated. Over the last couple of years, we realized that we're doing a lot more at district office with a lot less people, and more people are taking on larger responsibilities in the district. As per the recommendation of the superintendent on the Board of Education, we felt the need to go back to the deputy superintendent position because of the workload increase and the reduction, of course, of district office staff, both administratively, and as well as supervisors. So just an explanation if people want to understand why we were going back to this. That is exactly the reason why. I have a motion and a second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Congratulations, Paul.
Okay. Nope, that just created the
position. Oh, created a position. Oh, next. Okay. Yeah. You did resign from that position early in the agenda, Paul.
The assistant principal.
No, the assistant principal. Yeah. Item 618, appointment of deputy superintendent. Okay. Any motion, please?
So moved.
Okay. Doug Duncan, any second? Okay. Mike Isernia. Questions or discussion? Well, I actually have that written in on as amendment to add a resolution for 619. Originally, we had clarification from the clerk that we could have did it as one, but yeah. Okay. So I have a motion and a second, and everything I just said, just move it down to 618. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Congratulations, Paul.
Congratulations, Paul.
Okay. At this time, I guess I need a resolution for item 619 to add rescission or resignation, okay, of the assistant superintendent for curriculum, okay, at the secondary level.
So moved.
Any motion, please? Okay, Sal Trippi, I need a second. All right, Mike Isernia, Mike Timo. Questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. And I guess the good news is you lost two jobs, but you gained one tonight. So congratulations, Paul. Item 7, monthly reports, 7A determinations in the Committee of Preschool Special Education. Okay. Any motion for that?
Mm-mm.
All right. So Trippi, a second. Mike Isernia, questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Board of Education subcommittees, any updates? Legislative? Oh. That's what happens when you sit next to Sal, just so you know. But both you guys do an outstanding job, and certainly we appreciate it. 2013 updates to the Board of Education. I guess that's supposed to read. Is that updates 13 and 14? Okay. Any updates to the board?
Well, we had the request, but I think Mr. Tribune made the request that in the near future we have a presentation on curriculum K-12
curriculum, absolutely.
Okay. Any updates to the board goals for the 13-14 school year?
I was just wondering if we could expand goal number 2 a little to make it a little more directed towards adding the word like every to prepare every student for success for college and career readiness to guarantee equity and access to meaningful. I'm just going to say what my suggestions. I don't know what you want to use or you don't want to use. To guarantee equity and access to meaningful learning activities relevant to future success by developing a plan to support students in all categories and subcategories as defined by New York State. as they had the categories and subcategories, you had, they break it down, you know, special ed, general ed, ELL, to develop appropriate assessments to ensure progress for all, and maybe develop some sort of plan to monitor the inclusive educational practices, to develop a plan to increase the number of students enrolled in AP and honors courses, and maybe to achieve a minimum of 10% growth in student scores by the end of the year.
Okay. Are there any
To maybe achieve a minimum of 10% growth in student scores by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you could send that to the superintendent, if you have it, I'll pass it down. And, Jim, if you could disseminate this to the rest of the board, I think the suggestions are good.
There's
suggestions.
More. I just focused on two. Right. As you see, there's one and four there as well.
Okay, my only concern would be 10%. It seems like a pretty big jump. I mean, certainly we could shoot for 10%, but...
It's a goal.
Yeah, it's a goal. Okay. Any other updates to the board or on board goals? Okay. And it's certainly the board goals, you know, we amend and change, you know, throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those are very good suggestions and certainly look forward to seeing them. Okay, presentation discussions is none tonight. Okay. Closing. Any visitors, Carol? No visitors?
Before.
Okay, Board of Education, future discussion items or agenda items? Okay, Ms. Isernia?
I'd like, in following up with what Sal was talking about, the last board meeting we had the Waite Memorial Scholarships were given out, and we had our transition team here. And in talking to other people I work with, their districts don't even have anything like that. And I'm looking at these people that we're helping, these kids that we're helping and getting them jobs and getting them placed and training them and getting them into the workforce. I said to myself that this is something that the taxpayer, unfortunately, really doesn't see enough of. But certainly I don't think our assembly people and our state senators, other than the ones that deal with us all the time, see it. So in thinking about Sal going up there and having things to hand out, I wonder if we could get a brochure together that really – focuses on and talks about that particular program that we do, kind of like a, you know, help Sachem, help New York, because every kid that we place, you know, is not a ward of the state. These kids are in the society, they're working, they're contributing members of society, and we're doing a really great deed. I mean, I can't imagine as a taxpayer who understands what that's going on there that would think that the tax dollar is not being well spent. So I was thinking of something that they could take up there and go around to the different assembly members to show the assembly and the senators that this school district is taking on a responsibility to help New York, because in the long run, those tax dollars that they might be giving us now are paying back many, many, many benefits to generations to come because we're able to help these kids so much. So I don't know if that's something we would want to talk about and have it develop, you know, maybe put Chris Vicar or somebody on it, kind of spotlight and focus on that whole transition team.
Okay. Anybody have any concerns about that? And will that as a future agenda item I'd like to discuss?
I'd like to think.
Okay. Any other future agenda items or future discussions? Down here. Mr. Duncan?
I just have a comment. This is going back to the last meeting. Those of you who know me and who have known me for a long time know that I am not one that's often left speechless and at absence for words, but I was at the last meeting at the end when we had our vote for the Associate Superintendent for Businesses contract, and I was troubled I really was speechless. I think some people may have left that meeting with the impression that we laid off staff to give Bruce a new contract, and that's just simply not the case. And I have to say, Mr. Trippi, your comments were perhaps the most disingenuous comments that I have ever heard at a meeting, and I was offended by them, and I was quite frankly embarrassed for Bruce for it. Second, not going back to last meeting, but this meeting, those comments are one of the many reasons why I could not support the leadership of the board being reelected for another term as leaders of the board. I think we needed a fresh start. We had an opportunity to have fresh leadership and put some new people in, and we didn't take it. And we need to have some sort of change at the top. And I can only hope that this year is a little bit better than last year, perhaps this will be a more open year to all the members, and that's really all that I had to say.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Any other comments? Okay. Okay, next meeting is scheduled for July 17th. There's an error on here. Okay, here in the boardroom at 7:30 p.m. at this particular time, any motion to go into exec session to discuss personnel matters? Okay, Mike Cerny, second. Okay, Terry Ahern, question, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried.